But how do you think we should address her?
You must sing her a love song.
That's too hard and takes too long.
Nonsense. It's quite easy. And the longer it is, the more she'll like it. Use the longest word you can think of. Like this.
In this emergency of so much urgency, what can I do?
The Buck's lyrical, don't look satirical. I have empirical proof I love you.
Like statisticians, I distrust magicians. I think them a fool.
That is collectively speaking, objectively, if not effectively, I feel protectively mad about you.
Speaking with deference, I have a preference for a nice view.
Your look of spaciousness, your manner's graciousness, your limbs vivaciousness, your mind's herbaceousness, your whole palaciousness makes me love you.
Some force mysteriously, but most imperiously, warms my heart through.
I am detecting it after inspecting it, find that correcting it will mean reflecting it back and convecting it, in fact connecting it firmly with you. Iconocastically, say I'm bombastically telling a drastic lie, hardly monastically, quite orgiastically, I dream fantastically often of you.
My dreams compulsively, almost convulsively, show it is true.
No animosity, only precocity, eyes no animosity, ears curiosity, nose is monstrosity, jigs adiposity, and the verbosity, all with velocity bear down on you. Got the idea? Right. Now this time you join in. When I think of a word, you think of another word to rhyme with it.
All nouns are dedicate to this one predicate, adjectives too.
Appendectomy,
spleenectomy,
anthropomorphosis,
form several offices,
psychokinesia,
liver is easier,
papal encyclicals,
barfill of wrinkles,
plenipotentiaries,
endure for centuries,
supralapsarians,
large bed.